Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly and deadly yarning circle. It is Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black. Yarner with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong, you mob? Too deadly. We're going to jump straight in it. Yarning Circles for Children's Wellbeing. We're going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother Adam Shipp, our First Nations educator. And on the line we have Adam. Adam, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Adam?
Yeah, no worries. I'm a Wiradjuri fella, so my mob are from Dubbo, Trangie and Parks and all that kind of region of central west New South Wales.
Okay, so beautiful. Good footprint. Yeah, thank you for coming to the program, brother. So Yarning Circles for Children's Wellbeing. So tell about this beautiful platform, and as a First Nation educator, tell us the vehicle you're driving, brother.
Yeah, thanks very much, brother. Yeah, so it all came about. I've been doing a little bit of work with Landcare Australia over the years, sort of incorporating some of our, cultural perspectives within junior Landcare and with schools. And the first sort of series I'd worked on was around creating gardens, you know, with our traditional plants and really trying to get, I guess, schools to get our people in to teach, you know, kids about those that sort of element. And through that first series, we had a lot of, I guess, teachers and educators coming to us and saying, look, we love the idea of gardens, or we've got a garden and we've also got a yarning circle in our school and we're not quite sure what it is or how we use it.
Yes.
And what I was finding, you know, and particularly in a lot of the work I do as well going into schools, is a lot of schools make these yarning circle places and spaces in the school, but, you know, a lot of the time aren't quite sure how to use it. So this kind of spurred us on to look at a new series on yarning circles. The wellbeing part that you mentioned, Mother, it's kind of, you know, it's really evident when we get our children out into just a different area, outside of the classroom, yes. Get them outside, get them sitting around in a space where they know they're safe and that they can have a yarn and talk about things.
Under the gum tree, my brother, under the gum tree.
That's right, brother, that's it. And that was a big thing, too, about this is, you know, we were really driving home the point that it doesn't need to be a big fancy, you know, circle with lovely big sandstone rocks or something. It can be as simple as finding a gum tree, you know, in your school ground and have the kids sit on Mother Earth, you know, and connect with her and sit around in a circle for a yarn.
How long have you been operating in this space, brother?
So I've been doing all this kind of, I guess, educational and connection to country type work for the last 12, 13 years now. And I've been running my business, Eurobio, for the last 5 years.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good one, brother. So it gives them a platform of First Nation people. Our kids are learning, learning in school, the curriculum as well, but learning culture is what I'm picking up, brother.
Yeah, that's it, brother. That's the big takeout of this. And also really encouraging schools in each area to reach out and start working with community more, you know, because all our mob, you know how diverse our mob are right across Australia. We're going to have different ways to use that circle and different ways to bring into that circle as well. And that was a big part of what I was trying to encourage is you know, for our young people to be able to be immersed in that stuff in their schools, but also to connect with that community and support that community with providers that come in and teach culture and stuff. So,
brother, we've learned all about Captain Cook, haven't we? You know?
Exactly. That's right.
And so let's learn about our culture. Now. Exactly, brother.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And even I see a lot of, you know, non-Indigenous kids that get involved as well just absolutely love our culture, you know. So it's got benefits for everyone.
And how are you finding the teachers or the principals in these schools?
Yeah, well, it's actually a great question. Some of the schools we... During this process with Landcare Australia, we went out to a couple of schools in Sydney, and we, yarned to the teachers as well. And some of the educators are just saying, "Well, since we've had this circle, you know, we bring our whole class out here. We do everything in this circle. You know, we'll have traditional owners come in and do some cultural things, but we'll also just, you know, read a story or teach maths and things, you know, in there. And they're just seeing a real big difference in, in getting the kids outside in that natural space, you know. And they can really see the benefits. They're really, they really backed it up there, you know, in terms of the benefits they're seeing with their students.
Well, I will say this, my brother, should be templated across the country to all schools. It's a fantastic concept, and yeah, you can't be black on black. And when you talk about our mob, teaching our mob, you know, but the door's open, the Yarni Circle's open for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, teachers as well as students, parents and the community to join us as well, is the case, yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the whole sort of theme we've been really... you know, driving with this one is those relationships, you know, and but also the two-way ones, you know, because often we get a lot of these, you know, schools and that get so keen and they want us to give so much, you know, but it's kind of that two-way thing of, well, you know, let's support our mob that are wanting to start businesses or whatever in, you know, cultural dance or culture, you know, talking about plants or whatever, and support them and, you know, to make a living as well and bring them into the school and pay them for their...
See, and now we're talking procurement, you know, black people in business.
Exactly,
be at the table, brother, you know?
That's right, exactly.
So this is a business entity for you, Adam?
Yeah, so this one I was brought on as a consultant for Landcare Australia to do this work. So Landcare Australia have been paying me, and it's they've been getting funding through Woolworths, which has been great, for the junior Landcare First Nation resources. So it's been a kind of collaborative work, and I'm doing it through my business. So
lovely. And well, big shout out to Woolworths. It's the old phrase, it takes a community to raise a child, and they're all, everybody's at the table, which is fantastic, bro.
Yeah, that's it, brother. That's what I see. And we even got Costa, you know, from Garden Australia, come on and be a spokesperson for it. And he's really seen the benefits too. He's been amazed at the changes of our kids when you get them out in the yarning circle. So it's been great. Great.
Well, as we say, too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much. A beautiful concert. Keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And big shout out to beautiful Pickaninnies out there who are learning the culture as well. And Adam, you keep smiling. We'll talk soon, cuss.
No worries, my brother. Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care, bro. Bye, Adam.
You too. Cheers.
Deadly Yarn there. Adam Shipp, his name is, First Nation educator. And look, Yarning Circles for Children's Wellbeing. And that's up and running down there in his neck of the woods. So fantastic. And like I said, it should be templated across the country. Culture should be at the table, front and centre, regarding curriculum. If you want to get a lot of our kids, not completing grade 12 or absentees from school and... Yeah, dodging classes and what have you. Well, they need a change in the curriculum. I strongly believe that. And things don't change if things don't change. So bringing culture to the table is a powerful change and inspiring change. There it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Mouth of my there's far too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. We have to find a way,
find a way
to bring some love in here today. With your love,
yo, ma. Everybody's saying I'm wrong, cause they don't wanna speak about everything that we are. They trying to push it under the rug, but I'ma speak to these kids now, and I'ma show them some heart. Let them know what we come from, let them know what we stand on. This is Black Land, fam, let them know what my plans are. Red money, I let them know about my grandma, cause she born from the fire. Now that's the same one that y'all going up against now. Reconcile, we been waiting, but y'all been debating when y'all clueless to what the hell going on. Set the vibes here. Well, I'ma tell all of y'all what the time is. Damn, cuz, what's that? Oh, well, we got the show. Now that's live, I'ma peel with the fams now, and I'ma speak where they fear your loss. Hey, yo, Australia, y'all did wrong. 2020 gonna be the year that you turn it all around and you give it back. See, the bed's been burning, denying my purpose for far too long where that lie lurking. But, fam, it ain't just one, is it, cuz? Yo.
What's going on with your love?
There's no need to escalate. War is not the answer. Only love will conquer hate.
Woo. And mother, mother, everybody thinks we're wrong. But who are they to judge us when they don't know?
Don't be shamed, sis. Let them know what's up. Cause you do know where I ain't even ashamed of my scars. I'm a proud black sister, so don't ever get it twisted. They was aiming at my downfall, but they missed and turned to misfits. I'm really quite exquisite and my sisters keep it busy. We rocking out our culture with our elders as our witness. Let me break it down so you get it stuck in your head. A black woman raised you, so don't you ever forget. And I ain't bagging out my brothers are warriors. But if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
Yeah, love and respect to all our titters out there. Thank you so very much. It's celebrated Mother's Day to all our beautiful mothers out there. Thank you very much giving us life. There it is. And love and respect to your mothers, your aunties, your grandmothers, all our beautiful sisters. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page or BBM 987 FM. And a big shout out to the NERS team based down there at BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. Teamwork makes the dream work, all going deadly and strong. And big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours in regard to the Deadly Black Network, delivering all our yarns, all our music, and giving a platform for our mob to have our say, no matter what topic, all ears here. Speaking of topics, look at the stories in regard to the news, top stories. Fire crews face worst nightmare as multiple people killed in New Zealand hostel blaze. Sad affair there. Rogue Lehman, juror offered to take responsibility for a mistrial. Anthony Griffin sacked as Dragons swing axe on embattled coach at the St. George Dragons. So looking for a new coach now that Anthony Griffin's been sacked. No secret, I've struggled. Packers $7 million mental health donation. Billionaire James Packers campaign to rehabilitate his reputation has taken another step as he makes a massive donation to investigate mood disorder such as bipolar disease. Other stories here. Australia diminished Penny Wong's frenetic mission to repair regional ties. So we're talking about Penny Wong. As Penny Wong makes 1 year in the job, the Foreign Affairs Minister is determined to make make a clear statement for our priorities in the region. And it's a year ago, Penny Wong claimed the coalition had dropped the ball in the Pacific. Now, as she marks 1 year as Foreign Affairs Minister, Wong says Australia's relationship across the region were in an even worse state than she initially believed. The previous government didn't diminish Australia's influence in the region, and the extent of that was greater than I had anticipated, Wong says in an interview. That's something she has been trying to rectify through extensive travel across the Pacific and Southeast Asia, intended to make a clear statement for our priorities in the region. Doing hard yards there. Here's another story here about I have narcissistic personality disorder. I see it as a gift. After Lee's wife screamed that he was narcissistic during an argument, he looked up the word. The discovery has given him answers about himself and allowed him to understand empathy. I have been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, and I'm perfectly fine with it. Did that just blow your mind? How does someone know that they have NPD, live with it, and be okay with it? Well, to me, it isn't the end of the world. It's actually been good for me and brought me a little bit of peace because it helps me understand why I have been feeling different my entire life. So they're the headlines, the news, other things here for morning habits of longest living people in the world. Check that out. And Nicole Richie shares rare glimpse of 15-year-old daughter Harlow in family photo. Top 78 AFL draft prospects revealed and rated. Top investor slams entitled Australians. So they're the headlines. Let's look at the black space in regard to our people. Promise of fracking jobs divides Aboriginal people in forgotten NT town. Promise of a Beetaloo Basin. Fracking jobs prompts mixed views from Northern Territory's Aboriginal people. Other news here. Coolamon Community Charity packing essentials for expectant First Nations mum. I mentioned this the other day. Northern New South Wales charity is delivering cribs to at-risk Indigenous mothers to support them in the days after childbirth and looking after both mother and the child. First Nations leaders want to ensure remote communities are not left behind with renewables, and a clean energy transition strategy could keep their light on in Australia's Indigenous communities. Fantastic. They're the headlines. Look, have your say. Add to the conversation. Any of those topics you want to yarn about, all ears here, or any topic that you want to put on the table, by all means. Open-minded here for the yarn, your mob. Ears open, hearts open, minds open. Let's yarn here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
Track there, 40 Tribes of Bulgarman. That's Normie J here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. The number you need to call, yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleweep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, too deadly. All right, so now the crucial role of volunteers in supporting our nation. Volunteers are change makers, taking action to make the world a better place by contributing as often invisible workforce that supports the nation every day. And after the ongoing impact of the pandemic in the volunteer workforce, it's encouraging to see over two-thirds of volunteers are back in person at organisations across the country. A data also reveals that for almost three-quarters of volunteers, personal satisfaction and the desire to do something worthwhile are primary motivations. In that sense, this National Volunteer Week, 15th to 21st of May, Volunteering Australia is inviting all Australians to become a change maker by volunteering in the community. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Simone Hasker, Senior Marketing and Communities Manager at Volunteer Queensland. On the line, Simone, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Simone?
I'm in Brisbane.
Brisbane. Okay, lovely.
Yep.
Hillbilly up north, Cairns, far north Queensland. Beautiful one day, awesome. Perfect the next day, I reckon.
Lucky you. It's warm and rain here and cold.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. Sister, when you look at volunteers, look across, if not Australia, Queensland, Australia, the world, they keep the world moving, don't they? Volunteering,
absolutely.
You know, in all industries, in all facets. Very important.
Yep.
very important.
That's why we call them the invisible workforce. Yeah. We call them the invisible workforce. Nobody's measuring them. Nobody's really representing them. Nobody's looking after them.
Sure.
They're just beavering away in the shadows and keeping the communities all ticking over. Absolutely.
Well, Simone, we are acknowledging them here and now. You know what I mean?
Yay.
They say recognition, acknowledgement. Babies cry for it, men die for it. And it's about acknowledging the work that they do, and we appreciate it because they do keep the country rolling.
That's absolutely right. And this week is National Volunteer Week, so thank you very much for your support to take a moment to actually, you know, help take notice of all the work that goes on in our communities. And as you said, across every single industry. So
yes.
The biggest workforce in Queensland, actually, by a mile.
And we're talking of millions and millions of dollars that they volunteer their time. Like I said, that in itself is a workforce, is it not?
It is. No, I think somebody actually told me that the volunteering workforce is the equivalent of all the trades, all the sparkies and chippies and all of the trades combined, and it's bigger than all of those.
Whoa.
So it's massive, massive.
Well, where would we be without it? And look, hats off to all our beautiful volunteers that work with this Aboriginal First Nation radio station here. They do a fantastic job. And look, across the board, on the other hand, we're the tourist industry as well. And a lot of volunteers going on there as well. So it is powerful. Can you tell us more about the research in regard to the volunteers?
Absolutely. So we're doing research all the time. But the research that's come out recently talks about the motivations for volunteering. So we know that the main driver that people want to volunteer is to do good, to give back,
yes,
which is fabulous. That's still everyone's main motivation. Unfortunately, since COVID, not every volunteer has returned. Only about two-thirds of the numbers of volunteers that before COVID have come back.
So we're down in numbers?
We're down in numbers. We're always down in numbers. And combine that with the fact that the existing workforce of volunteers is primarily on the older age demographic, 50 and over.
Mm.
So to replace those volunteers that we already don't have enough of, we need to multiply the number of youth that are volunteering by four, just to replace the ones that, you know, will be gone and out of the workforce in the next 10 or so years. So we've got a lot of work to do, otherwise things might start falling apart.
Yeah, for sure. Now, like I said, a lot of people do with passion to give back. They say the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And a lot of that is happening. Yeah, a lot of that is happening with our volunteers. They're passionate about it. And if they've got a passion for that industry, maybe that's the case, but just to help other people, you know?
That's so right. And there are a lot of reasons to people volunteer, actually. I mean, I mentioned that feeling good is the main thing, but the effects on the person doing it, besides the fact that they're giving, it's just amazing for mental health, for well-being. You know, it feels good to help other people, right? That's why we like to do it. And you know, and there are various ways people can volunteer. So it's not just, you know, having to commit time, because we're all very time poor. A lot of people volunteer to share their skills, so they might do something online, do some social media online for a local organisation. They might do a bit of bookkeeping for an organisation. It doesn't always have to be in person and really time consuming. And then there's a whole other wave. The young people, they like to volunteer because they're getting skills. They're getting something on their resume for work further down the track.
Well, exactly.
Confidence and speaking to people and work skills and that sort of thing. So there's lots of motivations. And they're all great reasons. There isn't a bad one yet.
And two-way street, you know, it supports the individual, as you mentioned. I'll even look at the sporting. You can hear me? Yep. Simone? No, lost Simone. We'll try and get Simone back. Simone Hasker, her name is, Senior Marketing and Communications Manager at Volunteering Queensland. And we're just acknowledging our volunteers. So if you are a volunteer, hats off to you. Congratulations. Powerful. We do appreciate and respect you. And if you're looking at volunteering, volunteer in a space that you're passionate about or that you love or you want to help somebody. And their time is the factor because, of course, you volunteer, you don't get paid for it. But if you're doing it just to help somebody and the motivation is that, you know. So do check it. I think we've got Simone here now. We'll try again. You there, Simone?
Yes, we lost each other.
All good, all good. And I was just saying, I was going to talk about the sporting space as well. When you look at coaches out there, men and women who coach in all different sports, they volunteer their time. They don't get paid for that. So that's another avenue.
That's right. I often think people don't actually notice a lot of the time. You think of the women cooking the hot chips. You think of your coach and the managers, and somebody's got to wash those jerseys and cut up oranges. In the health sector, you know, when you go to the hospital and there's a nice lady to take you over to the next room, she's a volunteer. I mean, they're absolutely everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. So that's why we have National Volunteer Week, just to take pause and take stock and really realise how many volunteers there are and how much they're helping you and I every day.
Well, thank you for your yarn, volunteering your yarn. It's beautiful, it's powerful.
That's good, thank you.
And we acknowledging all our volunteers across the country, no matter what industry, just supporting our beautiful Australians. Thank you, Simone. You take care, my sister. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
Great, Trevor. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Little yonder, Simone Hasker, her name is Senior Marketing and Communication Manager at Volunteering Queensland. So as we mentioned, I want to hats off and acknowledge our volunteers, no matter what field. We know a lot of our mob look after our elders, for example. Some don't get paid and they're volunteering their time, but they love to do it because they're passionate about it, but every bit helps. I don't know if you're given a brother lift down the road, that's volunteering and that's powerful. So we need to support each other. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships. Let's get it together, together, people. Have your say and yarn up strong. We've got 20-odd minutes left on the program. National Talk Back, 1-800-422-416. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, as BBM Bumbarib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, a born leader. That's Zane Ratcliffe. I'm going to have a chat to the brother. He's proud to be a role model, a third-year ACU teaching student, not to shy away from the responsibility and power that comes with being seen as a leader by others. And got Zane on the line. Zane, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm doing really good, thanks. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, brother, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, bro.
Yes, I'm Waka Waka Woi. Grew up around Gaynda. My family's all from Oswald. Also got, like, Torres Strait Islander heritage.
Yes.
Don't know as much about that, but I know I've got, like, Murray Island in me.
Oh, so, good. Murray Island, represent.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Fantastic. Well, beautiful footprint, brother. And look, do investigate your Torres Strait Island connection there, my brother, because that's a beautiful connection there. We have two First Nations, this beautiful nation, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and you're both there, brother. Likewise. So fantastic. On my one-year Gunga leader and Arab Dunley Island. So fantastic, brother. So you're proud to be a role model. Leading from the front, my brother. So give us a bit of background regarding your leadership skills and why have you taken this on board as an ACU teaching students to do that, brother?
Yeah, so a bit of background. I started young through schooling. I would take, like, Indigenous people under my wing and try and, like, mentor them. And I try and lead by example. I've kind of, like, taken that into my uni studies. I have, like, younger siblings and cousins that, like, look up to me, so I've got to be a leader for them by showing them that we can do this sort of stuff.
Yes.
And then I work at a school, and it's the same thing for them. Like, I look at them as, like, little nieces and nephews, and so I'm showing them, like, the way, the path. I show, like, try and lead by example and let them know that we can be out here, we can be doing this.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic, brother. And I've always said that the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And you're doing just that, my brother. And look, I like to think that it's no matter what you're doing, somebody's watching you. So if we all do good, and whoever's watching us will do good or pick up the page out of our book, so to speak. And you feel so comfortable with that, I'm picking up, Zane.
Yeah, definitely comfortable. So I've never, like, shied away from having, like, a presence out in the public and stuff. So, yeah, I definitely feel comfortable with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And you're studying. What are you studying, Zane?
I'm studying education, a Bachelor of Education. I'm doing primary and secondary.
All right, fantastic. And also getting a professor in leadership. You're living that, brother. So, look, fantastic. And, look, leadership is leading from the front, but the old saying is well done is better than well said. And you sound like that type of person. You act rather than speak. You show someone what to do or just by living the leadership role, better than telling somebody what to do is what I'm picking up, Zane.
Yeah, for sure. So I've always been taught how to act right in public, just making sure everyone around me is feeling respected, feeling comfortable. So I try and show everyone how to do that, and hopefully they take that on board as well while they're with me.
Yeah, fantastic. So what about siblings? You got brothers and sisters, Zane?
Yeah, I got five siblings.
Yep,
got three sisters and two brothers.
That's a basketball team, one on the bench, bro.
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we?
Fantastic. So are they older or younger, your siblings?
Four older and then one little brother.
One little brother. So there is. You are leading. I mean, you've got older brothers and sisters, but you're leading from the second baby brother.
Yeah, that's it.
And what's mum and dad think of your role as a so-called role model?
Yeah, well, my mum definitely loves it. She has raised me to take on that sort of role. She knew, like, from a young age that I would be, like, out and about. I was always a bit outgoing, so she's guided me on that path to use that outgoing ability to reflect on others and influence others the right way, though. So, yeah, I think that, and Dad obviously loves it. He's, like, very proud, so, yeah, I think they like it.
Now, congratulations, brother. You are leading from the front, and that's what it's all about. And, look, someone will take a page out of your book, and then they will progress in their life. And the fact that you had some little inkling in for them to do that, you know, you've got to be proud with that, brother.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, for sure, brother. Well, I would say this. As you're studying to become a teacher, keep your studies strong. And then, see, I talk here on radio, but the other hand, I'm a motivational speaker, life coach. So I will put some words, good words, into your mind and heart there, my brother. While you're starting to become a teacher, they talk about formal education, that's high school, university. Self-education is what I'm talking about right now. Keep doing that. Keep focus on the self-education. Self-education is about leadership skills, about being a winner and all that sort of stuff. So leaders are readers. Keep reading those sort of subjects, as well as the books and the technical books that you need to bring to become a teacher, my brother. So every day, motivation is like bathing, brother. You don't do it once. You bath every day. You bathe every day. Otherwise, looking good, feeling good, but you're not smelling good. So Zane, keep bathing in leadership books. And keep your eyes and ears open for motivational speakers who are in your area, and keep educating yourself in that platform to become a born leader, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Great talking with you, Jane. You are a role model and leading from the front, cuss.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. I really appreciate it. Yeah, honestly, thanks for having me on.
Take care, brother. All the best. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Deadly yarn there. That's Zane Ratcliffe, his name is. And look, proud role model. He's studying to become a teacher, ACU, third year. But he's taking on the leadership skills and helping, especially our First Nations students or anybody in that sense, anybody who's striving to live their life in a good manner. And he's happy to support and share with them and guide them and take them under their wings, under his wings, so to speak. So fantastic. We need more people like that and leading from the front. And they say, if you're not the lead dog, the view's the same. Take that with you, mob. Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service.